How many times did you tap your credit card to pay for something today, or your travel card to get to and from work? Contactless technology is everywhere, even making headway into transactions which have traditionally been cash only. Buskers in London can now take card payments from their admirers in a scheme being rolled out across the UK capital. Kate Jones is from Busk in London, the group behind the idea. Kate, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
So how does this actually work?
So it's a partnership between Busk in London, which is supported by the Mayor of London, and iZettle, who are a tech company who produce small handheld units for cashless transactions, whether that's a contactless card or wearable technology or, you know, using your phone. The busker has an iZettle unit and a special app that we've developed with iZettle that lets them set what's known as repeat payments. So the basic premise is that rather than them having to stop their performance to talk to a punter to get a donation, or indeed the member of the audience who wants to make a donation fiddle about typing in numbers, the iZettle unit is set at a certain level. So that might be a pound, it might be £2. We're not talking huge money here. And all the person has to do who wants to make that donation is tap their card or flash their watch, and it's a job done.
What have bankers, buskers rather, told you about the scheme? Do they get more money?
Well, we've been trialling this for about a year with a small group of our performers who play with us on our network rail, our national rail scheme. And they've seen an increase in donations. And it's quite interesting because, of course, at first, people are always going to be a bit sceptical about it. I remember when contactless payment came in, and I was very cynical about the whole thing because I, you know, is it safe? What's going to happen to my car details? You know, but we use it as a daily occurrence. So from the busker's perspective, once people started using it and other people saw members of the audience going and tapping their card, it started a bit of a chain reaction. And all of our small group who've been using it have seen an increase in donations.
That's incredible. An increase because it's so easy.
Because it's so easy. I mean, we're not saying that cash will disappear tomorrow or next week or in a year. But what we do at Busk in London is try and look at the ways of the different options to support performers. And this is just another option. You don't have to use a contactless card. You don't have to put money in anyone's case. If you like it and you want to do it, you've now got a range of options to be able to facilitate that.
Are there restrictions to where the contactless system can be used?
Well, you do need an internet connection. So if you've got a 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi, so in the open air, in train stations, in shopping malls, that's generally not a problem. I think the issue or the challenge that we'll face is, for example, our buskers on London Underground, the internet service, which is, you know, it's being rolled out, but it's quite patchy. So at the moment, that is something that we're looking to work with our colleagues at iZettle on. But that's just one small place where people busk. In London, as in other places around the UK, busking is perfectly legal on public land, and that tends to be outside. It tends to be in busy, high footfall places. And at Busk in London, we run a whole range of private land schemes. So our network rail, places like Camden Markets, great tourist destination, Wembley. So there's a whole range of places where we have, if you've got strong internet connection, you can do that. Otherwise, you know, you put your hand in your pocket, and if you want to make a donation with cash, you still can do that.
And the idea will now be rolled out across the city. Now, London is massive. There's millions of people. How big a task is it to upscale it?
Well, it's going to be a challenge, judging by the response we've had. but that's fantastic. I mean, we've all the hardware and the software is in place. It's just about getting those buskers to sign up to with us and with iZettle. They create an account, they get a unit, they download the app, our special app about this repeat payment system, and away they go. So yeah, it might not happen by tomorrow that suddenly every busker in London has a contactless card reader. But, you know, as the weeks go by, we'll probably see more and more of it.
Are any of them reluctant?
I think there's always going to be small numbers of people who don't like change. You know, none of us really like change.
What do they fear?
I think the it's interestingly, it's not so much the busker that has the fear, although, you know, the idea of they want to know about the transaction fee, which is very low for us. We've set a special rate with iZettle. They'd want to know that they're maybe not that technically minded. Is it difficult to set up? It's extremely easy to set up. You know, even I could do it, never mind a, you know, technological sort of teenager. And I think the once that initial concept of, God, how does it work, goes out of the window, the buskers will be really keen for it because it's much neater and they can keep a track of their earnings. Buskers are legitimate professional musicians. This is part of their music career. The idea that buskers can't do anything else and that's why they're busking is an old hat myth. They are professional performers. And like any other professional, they are earning a living. And so being able to use the iZettle actually helps their accounting and helps them judge their takings. I think the public perception, if you just saw someone on the street with a card reader, I can understand there might be a bit of concern or worry. But anyone who uses an iZettle card reader actually does have to go through a number of checks and legitimate, you know, bank verification to be able to set the thing up in the first place. So this is not about scamming. This is about a professional, slick, easy way to do transactions, and it will be the future.
Can you see a time when buskers will basically have to go cashless? I mean, that is the direction we're all moving in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think there's a bigger debate about cashless society and are people marginalised if cash just disappeared? There are people who do use cash as their means of transaction for everything. So I think that's a bigger question. But certainly from a perspective of the small change, which is actually the small change is disappearing. I mean, coins are disappearing. Banknotes are getting, you know, bigger and bigger. I think it's something that we just all have to have in the back of our minds. And from a busker's perspective, it's something they need to consider because we do not want this fabulous informal cultural art to disappear. So if we want to avoid extinction, we have to look at ways to evolve.
Kate, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Kate Jones is the program manager with Busk London. Would you use a contactless payment to pay a busker on the street? Really interesting idea being trialled there in London. 0418 226 576 is our number. It is true, I am often very cashless, so you ultimately just don't donate as much as you would if you actually had cash in your wallet. So it certainly deals with that problem. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.